Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me for a little while, till the half hour. I've got some things I wanted to talk to you about with regard to 2009, to the year, this year that we're in. We're just, we're almost a fourth of the way through. It's hard to believe, isn't it? It's gone by awfully quickly. It seems like the first two and a half months of the year have just raced by. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's, you want to wish your life away. But of all the years that I think we'll be glad to see behind us, it'll be 2009. And again, let's don't wish our life away. Certainly, once you get to be a certain age, you don't want to race too far, too fast into your life. But what I wanted to do was talk a little bit more about 2009. I've been doing this. Actually, I started talking about 2009 and 2008. If you remember, way back in December, I started talking to you about what I call the small business survival attitude for 2009, and that's I'm going to win by surviving. And if you've been listening, I've asked dozens of our Brain Trust members about that attitude. If they thought that I, and these are people all across the board in every walk of small business that there is, and I've asked a bunch of them, as you know, did they think that I was being too negative, too harsh, was I overstating the case or anything like that? And everyone, without exception, every one of them said that 2009 is a good year to have at least to have a goal of surviving. Again, as I've said many times, there are people out there who are not only surviving, they're thriving, and congratulations to those people. But I don't think that's the majority of businesses out there, because there are a lot of things going on in the marketplace that give us caution, that concern us, and all the way from the unemployment level to some of the stuff that's still going on Wall Street, to government policies that seem to be contrary to turning their economy around. So let's think about 2009 now that we're into it a little bit. And as you know, I've been around a long time. I've been through a lot of years in the marketplace. And I don't think I've ever seen a year like 2009 is going to be. And that is that it is a year that has its own problems. It's a year that is filled with things that need to be fixed. We got a lot of things that are broken that need to be fixed, and people are taking steps to get those things fixed. But it is quite a bit different from 08, from 07, from 06, 2009. The way we do business, the consumer's attitude about business, big companies that we do that I do business with and that you do business with, large companies, what they're going through is quite a bit different than it was a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And so now I have seen that happen. I have seen a change in the way things work from 1 year to the next. But what I have not seen before, and in my memory at least, I have not seen before, is what I think is going to happen in 2009. 2009 is different from the last year or two or three. It's also going to be quite a bit different from 2010. And so if you think of it this way, think of a sandwich, all right? One piece of bread is where we've always been. I say where we've always been, where we came from, the history, the last 3 to 5, 10, 15, 20 years. All those years had changes as we moved through. There are a lot of things that happened, but let's just call that where we were. That's one piece of bread. The other piece of bread is 2010 and where we're going. And right in the middle is the meat, and that's 2009. And I think 2009 is going to stand alone as a unique year. Now, why is that important to think about? Why is that important to understand? Because every year that we're in business, in my opinion, every year we're in business, we typically think, okay, I'm learning something this year that's going to help me plan for and budget for and strategize for next year. I think 2009 is going to be a hard year to do that, because if you talk to folks in the bigger businesses, if you talk to your big customers, people you know who run big companies, and you ask them what do they think about 2010, I don't think you'll get a lot of answers out of them about 2010. Because there's so many things that are up in the air right now. There's so many serious, systemic, structural, organizational, institutional things that need to be fixed in 2009 that we still don't know how that's going to roll out. We don't know what the resolution of fixing those things is going to look like. We don't know that yet. I believe they're going to get fixed. I believe we are going to turn this thing around. I don't think it's going to get a lot worse than it is right now. It may be a little bit, but not a lot worse. I think we're going to come out of this in 2010. But right now, I don't see a lot of signs of people, of their horizons being much farther than 2009. And so what does that mean to you and me? What it means is that as we go through this year, we can't think about how we're doing business in 2009 as a way we'll do business in 2010. I think 2009 will stand alone in the way that customers behave, in the way that that the economy functions. And so that means that you and I have to start noticing things about 2010 as we move it through through 2009. We've got to start noticing, picking up on trends that start to appear for the way forward, for the other half of the sandwich, for the rest of our lives, for the next thing. Because I think the way we're going after 2009 is going to be a lot different from where we've been. And 2009 is a transition year. And I think one day we'll look back and we might even call it the lost year. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I hope you will. I think you'll like it, because we've got lots and lots of stuff there to help you with your small business. You can find my blog there, which we update on a regular basis. These are things that I write myself, and my ideas on how things are going. I think you'll like them. I hope you will. Check it out. My newsletter is there. You can see what a sample looks like and subscribe to that. We'll send it to you by email every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead, and lots of other things. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, and we'll see if we can help you out. Oh, my knowledge base also, AskJim.biz. You know, in the last segment, I was talking about 2009, and I ended this segment by saying that we might look back on 2009 and determine that it was a lost year. And I hope you don't think that that's me being negative, because you know that's not the way I am. You know I'm not a negative person. But I do think that 2009 will be a year that we'll look back on and we'll see it as we might see it as a lost year. We'll see it as a transition year. It's a buffer year. It's a year that will stand alone in terms of how it behaved, how the economy behaved, how government reacted. It will stand alone as a unique year, I think. And as a year where where a lot of things will pivot. A lot of things will transition from an old way, from a way we used to, the way we knew it, maybe only the way we knew it in 06, 07, or 08 or so, will transition in this year, the one we're in right now, to where we're going. And I think there are going to be a lot of things that are going to look a lot different in the future than what we have right now. I think capitalism is going to look different than what we've known it. There's going to be some impingements on capitalism. The government's going to be more intrusive into capitalism. There's going to be more regulation. There's going to be more controls, which in a way I can understand why that would be, but at the same time, what happens, the government often reacts in a knee-jerk way to something that happens that was bad, when the bad actors really weren't the majority of the people in the marketplace. And as a mentor of mine once said, you can't stop crooks. You can't put, no matter how many laws you put up, no matter how much regulation you have, or how many police officers you put in the street, you can't stop crooks. And they're going to find a way to cheat. And so when the government regulates, they often overregulate, and they overregulate the productive people, and we never are without people who take advantage, and that's what's happened in the last few years. That's one of the reasons we're in the problem we've got right now. So it's going to look different. Where we go from here after 2009, things are going to look a lot different. Not only in terms of capitalism, not only U.S. capitalism, but global capitalism is going to look different. Another thing, the way we do business is going to change. You know, we've got a couple of younger generations coming on here, folks, that look at the marketplace differently than those of us with a little gray hair look at it, and they're going to, and these are no longer teenagers with mom and dad's money. These are people in their 20s, some 30s. Who not only have their own money, their own jobs, they've got their own businesses. They're running companies. They're executives in someone else's company. And they are different from those of us with a little bit of gray hair. And when I say different, by that I mean they look at the marketplace differently. They want to be reached differently. They want to be connected with differently. They want to be communicated to differently. They communicate differently themselves, and they do it not just in a 21st century way, but in a 2010 forward way. Again, I'm talking about where we're going from here. And so I encourage you, as you operate with the survival mode in 2009, don't fall in love with anything that you find here in 2009. Do not adopt, subscribe to, do not fall in love with anything that you're doing in 2009, because it is only something that's going to transition us to where we're going. And things are going to be different. But while you're doing all this in 2009, keep your ears open. Keep your eyes open for things that you see are trends for where we're going after this year, for 2010 and forward. We will be seeing those things. We are seeing some of those things. Let me give you one example as we wrap up here. Your website will no longer be your cyber storefront. It will need to become your distribution center. I'm not talking about distributing products as much as I'm talking about the way people want to be reached. They won't come to you. They'll give you permission to come to them. That's one thing to look for in 2010 and beyond. Got to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back. And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.